I hope you have a good memory. I think you do. No comment.
Welcome to the latest installment of our Don't Drink the Milk Travel Bites, little tidbits and tangents from the trips that we went on and the rabbit holes we went down in season one. Basically, some fun stuff to tide you over until season two kicks in. I'm Rachel Stewart, and here with me is producer Charlie Shield.
Hello.
Because today we're taking you back all the way to season one, episode one, where we followed the journey of the standardised passport from its 19th century inception in Switzerland to its money-making era in North Macedonia. If you haven't listened to it already, pause this right now and go and do that. We'll wait. Alright, so the story of the passport took some very interesting twists and turns, from regretful inventors to statelessness to selling citizenship. I feel like we revealed most of its secrets, didn't we?
Well, yeah, we definitely tried our best. We went full detective on the passport. So we're not going to do that again. Instead, we're going to dig up a few fun facts from our journey to North Macedonia. Facts delivered by our very charming and very cheerful city tour guide, Zoran, who you'll no doubt remember from the episode.
Okay, my name is Zoran Stavrevski. I'm a tour guide from Skopje who is conducting free Skopje walking tours in the last 8 years.
We love Zoran.
He was such a gem. We joined his free city walking tour in the capital city, Skopje, for a crash course in North Macedonia's history, culture, food, language.
And its people.
And he was a bit of a comedian.
Maybe we found it funnier because I think we'd had like 2 hours sleep.
Oh yeah. We arrived in Skopje at like 4 in the morning that day. Anyway, that was all like 6 months ago. So I think it's time for a little refresher. So I've prepared a quiz of sorts to test your North Macedonian general knowledge.
Okay.
First question is the easiest one.
Mm-hmm.
How many people live in North Macedonia?
Oh, no. Is it like 2 million?
Bingo!
Yes!
2 million. It's a tiny little country.
I feel like there was some comparison, something like fewer people live in North Macedonia than are currently incarcerated in the US or something.
I think that's in the clip.
Yeah.
We are around 2 million people. So it's not easy to find a smaller nation than Macedonia nowadays. Right now in United States, according to the official US statistics, almost 2.5 million Americans live their lives in prison. My full nation could fit in US prisons.
So coming in with a quick fact check here. According to the latest statistics from March 2022, the US actually has 1.9 million people in prisons in the country. So still about the same size as the entire North Macedonian population, which is pretty wild. Anyway, moving on to fact number two. So this one is about something sweet, something dark and bubbly. So this something used to have a little bit of a class A drug in it, but not anymore. Tell the listeners what you think it is.
Coca-Cola.
Correct. North Macedonia and Coca-Cola. What could possibly be the connection?
I think he said that Skopje, the capital city, has the tastiest Coca-Cola in the world or in Europe.
In the world.
In the world. Yes, go big. Go big or go home.
Coca-Cola is made in more than 170 different places around the world. Coca-Cola Company headquarters, they check those Coca-Colas and choosing which one is the best one. The best Coca-Cola in the world actually is made in Skopje, Macedonia. If you don't trust me, go to the Coca-Cola Company website or simply Google where is the best Coca-Cola in the world. Ooh, really? Yeah.
So Coca-Cola announced that back in 2009, but it was clearly a big deal for the little Balkan country. And we did actually try some while we were there. Do you remember what you thought of it?
I mean, I don't think my palate is refined enough, so I thought it tasted like a tasty soda.
Yeah, I think we have you on tape saying it tastes like Coke.
You heard it here first.
I remember that it wasn't a particularly spicy Coke. It was kind of flat.
Oh.
Which apparently is tastier.
Because they're not trying to distract you with the bubbles.
Maybe. Mm. Okay, moving on. Later on, as Zoran took us journeying around the city, he pointed out something big and bold careering down the streets that would have looked familiar to many people on the tour, especially those from Britain.
Mm-hmm.
You.
Yes.
So, any ideas?
I wasn't sure where you were going, but thank you for the extra clue. It was a double-decker red bus.
Yeah, exactly.
That was gifted from China or came from China? No, was originally gifted from the UK and then they started getting cheaper versions from China. Something like that.
Yeah, kind of.
We have double-deckers not because we want to be London, it's simply because we are nostalgic. Until late 1950s, we used to have proper English wooden double-deckers in Skopje. And local people fell in love with those double-deckers. Everyone wanted to take a ride in an English double-decker. You know, they came from the forbidden world. They came from the capitalistic countries. Woohoo! But the local government, they didn't want to see local people excited about something that came from the ugly capitalistic world. So they've decided slowly and carefully to remove those English double-deckers from the streets. Around 15 years ago, there was a session in the city council and they've talked about renewing the buses for the public transport. So they've decided, you know what, we're going to renew our buses with double-deckers again. But we cannot afford enough English double-deckers today. I mean, they're way over our budget. So we needed to find something cheaper. And you know what? When you look for something, you're eventually going to find it. So we bought our new double-deckers from China.
So then at this point in the tour, we move into the city centre to the main square.
Mm.
Do you remember what it looked like?
It was a really wide open square. There was this big fountain in the middle, which I remember you spent a long time getting some good atmospheric noise from.
We didn't use any of that.
We definitely talked about the fact that there were just tons of really random looking statues that kind of didn't all seem to belong to each other. There was definitely a massive one with, I think it had Alexander the Great on top.
Mm-hmm.
There was definitely some communists and some people from the Ottoman era, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The statues were definitely the standout feature of the centre, right? Yeah, they were everywhere. Do you remember when Zoran said that these statues were built?
I think I couldn't give you a date, but I think it was pretty recent because he was kind of explaining how, because of the confused nature of the identity of being then Macedonian or North Macedonian or all the different types of, because it was part of so many different countries and empires, this was kind of part of them trying to almost claim an identity and try and show this is who we are, this is our history.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. It was about 10 to 12 years ago all of the statues were built. So super recent.
We never had an opportunity to acknowledge our heroes before. For 22 centuries, we've been ruled by someone else. You cannot acknowledge your heroes while you've been ruled by someone else. The government said, now it's our chance. None of these guys were put on the spot because there was a free space available. All of them did something important in the past.
Last question, real quick. What percentage of alcohol is rakia, the local spirit that we notably tried at the beginning of episode one?
It's definitely really, really, really strong. We can attest to that. I feel like it sounded like it was so strong it shouldn't be legal. So seeing as you can get absinthe that's like 80, I'm going to say 90.
Oh my goodness. That's like deadly. I agree that it tasted like it was 90%, but it's 40 to 50%.
Oh, nothing.
And what can it be used for apart from getting lit?
He definitely said something about cleaning. I don't know if it was his grandma or something who used it to clean the sink.
Let's hear.
You know, we Balkan nations, we fight and argue for no reason, just because we are too bored. But there's one thing that unifies all of us, rakia drinking. And we use it for everything. It's an appetizer. It's a welcoming drink. Even better, rakia, it's a medicine. You have a headache, have a glass. You have a digestion problems, one, maybe two glasses. Ooh, I feel better already. But my grandmother always used my grandfather rakia to clean up the house with. I mean, 50% of alcohol, quick, crystal clear windows, everything disinfected.
So that last one comes with no guarantee from us. Okay, so now we've come to the quickfire round of this travel bite, where we impart a few fun takeaways from our travels for the episode.
Mm.
All right. So first up, we have, this one's the easy one, best meal or new food that we tried in North Macedonia. What do you say?
I've got to say, tavce, gravce.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I loved it.
That was the bean one.
Yeah, they're sort of big flat white beans in, it's not quite a tomato sauce, but...
Yeah, tomato-y, like a gravy, tomato-y gravy type thing.
And we had it at that one place with some really nice bread and it was just great.
Lots of herbs as well, I reckon. Yeah. And that bread was delicious. Fried, buttery.
Yeah, really good.
Okay, but what about a bonus shout out for that meringue-like cookie ate? Do you remember what it was called?
I really had it in my head that it was called something like a parachute.
Yes.
Or a pillow.
No, you're right. Parachute.
But I tried to Google that when we came home and I couldn't find it. But it's actually Turkish, I think, originally. Oh. And I've forgotten what it was actually called.
It was this sort of meringue-like cookie.
With a bit like a macaroon.
Yeah. Yeah. With some kind of cream in the middle or something.
Mm-hmm.
A little sandwich. Meringue cookie sandwich.
So good.
It was delicious. Life-changing. And it looks quite unassuming. You know, it's just a beige flat biscuit.
Mm. Oh, it's delicious.
What about a bonus shout out to the Snapchat, Facebook, Twitter ice cream flavors at that ice cream parlor we passed?
Oh, yes.
You remember?
With the really crazy flavors.
They had...
Red Bull.
TikTok.
TikTok flavor.
In these really, really bright colours. Looked very inviting.
We didn't try it, sadly.
No, we didn't. Big regrets. Okay, that brings us to our next question. A place we'd have liked to see, but we didn't get to while in North Macedonia.
I think a place that we really were thinking we might get to go, but we didn't, was that canyon that was just outside of the city, just outside of Skopje.
Matka Canyon?
Yes, that one.
Matka Canyon, yeah.
Quite a few people recommended that to us and said it's just somewhere where you can basically go on a boat trip. Really mm-hmm. beautiful scenery and not far out of the city. So a lot of people did it for day trips.
Mm-hmm. Question number 3. A hidden treasure or surprise from the trip?
I would say Vevčany.
Mm. So that's in the episode.
It's in the episode, but I think it's a hidden treasure of our experience.
Mm.
As in... Okay, we didn't hide it because we put it in the episode.
Sandwiched.
But I think it's off the beaten track and it's somewhere you wouldn't necessarily think to go, or it wouldn't be on the top spots that people would go to if they went to North Macedonia once. And we even almost didn't go.
True.
But we were like, no, we're going to do it. We're going to spend this extra time going quite far in the car south,
mm-hmm.
spending a whole day basically getting there and back. It was definitely worth it.
We got a new passport.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, no, that was really cool. And you can combine it with visiting Lake Ohrid.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the way. Yeah, highly recommend. Now we come to the language tips. This will be fun. Not for the North Macedonians listening to us try and pronounce these words, though.
Oh.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember how to say any of the following? Hello, goodbye, thank you, can I please have some rakia? We didn't need to ask.
Hello. I remember realizing quite quickly that there was a version of good day that was very similar to some other countries roughly in the vicinity. And yeah. I think the North Macedonian version was something like dobar den, but I can't remember hello. But now I'm thinking it's something like, it sounded like Strava, the running app. It was like
I think it's Stravo.
Yes, Stravo.
Mm-hmm. So apparently it's not just North Macedonian, but also Serbian and probably similar in other countries in that area.
Yeah. If you know one language in that region of Europe, then you quite often could guess some other words when you cross the border into different countries.
How about guessing how to say thank you?
Could you give me a clue?
We said it all the time.
Not a clue.
We figured out how to say an easy version, starting with F.
Fala!
Yeah!
Yes.
Okay. Hello, thank you, goodbye.
Clue.
Similar to hello. The same first letter.
The Z?
Mm-hmm.
I can only think of cheers.
What's cheers?
Živele.
Živele. How could I forget?
I can hear your voice saying that in my
Živele.
Head.
Okay. It's zbogom.
Zbogom. I don't think we use that very often. The good thing is in Europe, you can just say ciao everywhere.
Ciao. Oh, I just Google translated bye and it's C with an accent A-O. Ciao? Ciao?
Oh, that must be ciao.
Ciao. Perfect. Zbogom.
Zbogom. Ciao.
Ciao.
Позволяй на телефон.
Chinese whispers.
Телефоно senza fili.
Телефон.
Кулак там кулак.
Телефон.
Испорченный телефон.
Телефон. Кухонный телефон.
Russian scandal.
Don't drink.